What's up? Yeah. This is your boy, Fearless Eagle, back here. Another Wednesday, yeah. For those who don't know, the show has actually moved to a Wednesday. And yeah, same time though, we're still a morning show, doing everything together, doing the most and all the stuff. I know you actually got a fright. You're like, okay, what is happening to, what's the topic? Like, what's the topic used to be on a Monday, and now it's like gone to a Wednesday. What is going on here? Don't you worry. This is an upgrade. It's actually awesome. It's amazing. So we get to spend time together on a awesome, amazing Wednesday morning. And yeah, this is what's the topic, and today's topic is really interesting. And yeah, even me, when I saw the topic, I was like, yo, okay, this is going to be too much. Yeah, there's gonna be too much happening. So that's basically what I thought to myself. I'm like, yo, this is gonna be too much, some other interesting stuff on some other level and all those stuff. So yeah, today's topic, as you saw, it's a very awesome, interesting topic. And the topic, come on, like, you actually read the topic. So yeah, that's basically what is going to be happening. And for those who want me to say the topic, today's topic is, you are a ape. You are an ape. Yep, that is basically what the topic is. You are an ape. I know, like, my tongue wants to do some other interesting flexibility, you know. Yeah, the interesting flexible stuff that happen. So that's basically what my tongue is wanting to do. And yeah, it's gonna be going down and all the stuff. So you are an ape is the topic, and it's gonna be really interesting. And yeah, we're gonna look at some of the things that are happening in terms of the world out there, and we're also gonna touch on the Bible as well. So it's gonna be really interesting, because we're gonna be looking also at evolution and what's really happening, you know, in terms of, yeah, everything that we exposed to, education, you know, the system and all the stuff. There's a lot that we're gonna touch on, so do not disappear. Here is an awesome, amazing session for you, and I'm coming back with an awesome, amazing session, second session. Yeah.
Hey, this is Kayla, and you listen to Active FM.
Sidewise. Yes. Sidewise. Came in the same sidewise. Get turned, get lit sidewise. Haters looking at me sidewise. Sidewise. I ain't slipping like 9 days. Heard every time it's sideways. Leaning in the same sidewise. Sidewise.
Wait. Whoa. Better believe I bust with them. Tell them to come get them. Try to keep up with the speed of my leaving the dust with them. Into the vicinity, you have entered the injury. Pistol popping with the pin and pistol. Watch Yosemite. To infinity, enemy entities couldn't hit the me.
Got a better chance doing a handstand on a better glass with a both hand for the broke hand. With about 4 man throwing coke can for the coke can to the mo pass through a mo glass. You get the picture, no chance. But I won't stand, I'm real boy. Pinocchio in and the forecast, and I'm focused. So let a brother go in. Hold the ego, amigo. Why you so P.O.? Don't forget that this mail can box. There's no P.O. But no needle, Papito. Malcolm came out with the Chico.
Man, I got my control over Debo.
Came with the same sideways. Get turned, get lit sideways. Haters looking at me sideways. Sideways, sideways. I ain't slipping like 9 days. Heard every time they sideways.
Hold up. Yeah. Let me touch on. Yo, you see the aim ain't the money and fame, but who's to blame but the game and the way I was raised. I put the shame off things, they got me blind, man. But now truth got me lit, turned up sideways. A lot of times, man, I hate my ways. All this and I gotta kill, Lord, break my ways. Pride pumps up, Lord, come to break my ways. Without you, there's no growth, like AI praise. Not turn up. Killing this only for the glory, homie, giving the honor to Abba Father, my provider. Know the Alpha and Omega spirit inside of me. Honestly, probably, properly shaping me up into his property. Ha! Let's get excited, what more shall I say? Cause, bro, we gon' turn up all day. Super Saiyan turn up, Kame. Going in for the king, turned up insane. Sideways.
Sideways. Came in the same sideways. Get turned, get lit sideways. Haters looking at me sideways. 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 I ain't stopping like 9 days. Heard they be talking sideways. Cobra, turn me rocking sideways.
came in the same light. Yeah, came in the same light. Yeah, yeah, came in the same light. Like, sideways, sideways. Came in the same light. Yeah, came in the same light. Side, 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 sideways.
Underrated, underrated, hate domesticated. I'm able to look at the squad, elevated, staircase, and never taken segregated. Love it like another dog, I'm kinda racist, affidavit. It's inside my side of your playlist. Eyes wide, kidney baited, but you know I ain't proud.
Gotta give it up for the rhetoric and medicine. I'm a lighty up, you holding your head again. Better than ever, never let us ever get that kiss of medicine. Messing with little idols, you'll be left with the deficit. Finna get it, rip it to me, might just give it to me. I'ma need everything that my savior intended for me. If they don't think you're strange, then you know that we're missing the key. Normal's offensive to me, normal's offensive to me. Sideways.
Yeah. We back, I'm back, you back, we all back together, listening to everything. So this is your boy Fearless Eagle. Yes, right, you know what's the topic. And yeah, so I know, like, there's new listeners that are like, okay, Fearless Eagle, is that really your name? Nah, my real name is Nash, my surname is Bobo, B-O-B-O, that's my surname. And yeah, basically, I gave my name the nickname... Woo! So yeah, I basically gave myself that name. It's like a nickname, basically. It's a nickname, so I gave myself that nickname. And the reason why I gave myself that nickname, because I consider myself fearless and I love birds. And yeah, like, the history behind the name, you know, coming into being is really, really interesting. So at a young age, I actually loved birds. I still love birds even now. And yo, okay, I had lack of wisdom, so don't judge, do not judge me. And yeah, okay, so this is like a session, quick short session of you getting to know me. But at a young age, I used to literally hunt birds. Don't judge, like I said, don't judge. I had a lack of wisdom, so I used to hunt birds, and like, I would hunt them and then catch them and then keep them. That's what I used to do. So I'll keep them in the house, and then yeah, if my mom says let the bird go, then I'll let it go. But now the worst thing is, yeah, most of the birds that I'll catch, they will die. So it was like, yeah, that thing of age. And then once I caught a bird, and I spent years with that bird, like literally it was in the house, tied up, could move around. I used to give it pop and all the stuff. It would run and hide when it sees me. Eventually got used to me. And yeah, I got to that point where the bird itself, I had to let it go. So it got to the point where one leg actually tore, you know, like, not tore, but broke. Yeah, I'm thinking tore, and on clear, yeah, clothes tear and stuff. Okay, yeah, in the What's the Topic dictionary, that's the phrase that we have, and it makes sense. So do not judge. Yes, don't judge. But now, yeah, looking at basically what's happening, and yeah, the bird itself, the one leg broke, and it was now hopping on one leg, so it had to balance on one leg. And that year I actually decided, you know what, I'm gonna let the bird go, and the bird's gonna actually, yeah, be free. And I cried and all those stuff, because that was like the first bird that I spent years with. It was attached to me, I was attached to it. I used to clean up its poo. Yeah, I used to feed it pop, and that bird used to eat some awesome dishes, oh, like stuff you don't find out there. I used to give it to it, you know. Yeah, it was like healthy, that bird. It was awesome. And yeah, basically I left the bird to actually fly away and all the stuff, hoping it's gonna come back, and it never came back. It was probably like, I'm free, I was in prison. Yeah, freedom after how many years. So I'm sure that's how it felt. And yeah, basically what happened is, after that, yeah, you know, I still loved birds and all those stuff, but now I stopped hunting them, you know. And you know, as you get older, you get wiser, you get more matured, and then you're like, hey, gotta stop doing some of the things that I do. One bird that I would love to also have is a parrot, like a parrot, man. Like, yo, that I would love to have a parrot. So yeah, basically Fearless Eagle, how it came into being is, Like I said, I love birds. I still love them. I used to love them, and I will still love them. I'll forever love them. And the fact that I love birds, I actually, yeah, you know, okay, it's interesting, it's funny. So let me go back a little bit before I actually reveal this, what I'm about to reveal. So in my primary years, that's where I used to hunt birds and all the stuff. And then I got to grade 7, you know, I had my own mindset, got to grade 8. I stopped going to church and all those stuff, yeah, because of family backgrounds and stuff like that during that period of time. And yeah, church didn't exist to me, so eventually I became atheist. And what happened is grade 8 and 9, I was like on that level of atheism, you know, where I'm like, guys, stuff this, stuff that, I'm like, cool the way I am, yeah, God doesn't, yeah, exist, I'm not gonna focus on him, I don't believe in God, I'm not going to church. So yeah, it was that whole situation. And what happened is eventually grade 9 I got arrested and all the stuff. Then I went back, I was like, you know what, let me go back to church and see how this thing is gonna work out and all the stuff. Then I got exposed to God and I found out, yeah, everything about God, not really everything, but yeah, stuff about God, you know, most of the things about God and who he is and what he wants, you know, the plans he has for us. So I started finding out all of those stuff, and then eventually I got to a point where I was reading the Bible myself, you know. And eventually from reading the Bible myself, I found out that God describes himself with 3 different creatures that he created. One is a lion, second is a man, third is an eagle. So those 3 creatures are the ones that he describes himself. And when you look at the eagle is actually a king of the air, you know. That's basically an eagle. An eagle is the king of the air, and lion is the king of the jungle, you know. And yeah, you got men who were created to rule. We are actually kings. And that's basically the 3 creatures that the Lord describes himself. Now I was like, yo, eagle, that is really awesome, because I love birds, and I found the eagle as the king of the air, and I believe myself to be a king, part of royalty, you know, in the Lord's army. So I was like, because I love birds and I believe myself to be fearless, what I'm gonna give myself as a nickname is Fearless Eagle. So like, yeah, it was really, really amazing. That's how Fearless Eagle actually came into being. So I love birds and I used to hunt them, and I still love birds. I don't hunt them though, and I considered myself as a king, you know, part of God's army. So an eagle is actually the bird that describes me being in God's army, which is a king. So I was like, okay, I'm taking Fearless Eagle, that's me. So yeah, that's how Fearless Eagle came into being. And yeah, basically this session was like all about me, but yeah, we gotta go into the topic itself. So I'm gonna go for a breather, and you also need a breather. After that, when I come back, we'll go into the topic itself.
Yeah, jump out at the function. Got the sauce on me, boy, I'm stunting. Wore a fresh white tee like it's nothing. We gon' mess around and turn this into something. Yeah, went around town, got the buzz now. Got the diamond at the rough, that's a bust down. I done came a long way from being stressed out. I'ma do it for the bay, that's my hometown. While you running up a check, better pay me some respect. Plotting on the low, keep a secret from the left. And I heard all the talking, they don't say it with their chest. I ain't got a flex, I've been working on my reps, yeah. Ayy, I've been working on my reps. See the pressure coming, so I yell like I'm Steph. Mobbing through the city, yeah, I'm about to make a mess. And I put that on seatless, you rocking with the best, yeah. Jump out at the function. Got the sauce on me, boy, I'm stunting. Wore a fresh white tee like it's nothing. We gon' mess around and turn this into something. Turn this into something. Jump out at the function. 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 Look, I'm just trying to function. We split bread with the homies like a luncheon. Yeah, I did it, I made something out of nothing. They came back for the fam that I run with. You don't get it, couldn't make it in your own shoes. Why you judge? I don't know, but that's old news. Seeing stars, I don't ever want to come to. Sacrificing every day is how I made moves. Same kid from the block, I just got the ball rolling. Started from the ground, got
wipe the dust off my shoulders. Went and built a house on a rock, I'm a stoner. Fire in my soul, let it shine like a nova. Yeah, let it shine like a nova. I built a bridge and made it over. Whoa, he provided, he Jehovah. Now the whole party know why I'm overflowing, yeah. Jump out at the function, got the sauce on me, boy, I'm stunting. Wore a fresh white tee like it's nothing. We gon' mess around and turn this into something.
Turn this into something.
Jump out at the function.
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 Function, function, all I know is function. From the west side, dub, dub, like it's nothing. He just wanna function, she just wanna function. Better make room, bout to have this party jumping. Function, function, all I know is function. From the west side, dub, dub, like it's nothing. He just wanna function, she just wanna function. Better make room, bout to have this party jumping.
We was Holy Ghost, riding before Kiki. At the sideshow, hoping that they see me. At the revival, popping is like a rifle. I've been lifting the king up on high like a Vicky.
Hey.
I ain't lying, I'm a Leo,
I ain't lying.
Drunk in the spirit, I've been unsoberly driving, yeah. Showing up to the function, I ain't even been invited. In the parking lot, won't even go inside it. But believe me, I'm a
jump out at the function. Got the sauce on me, boy, I'm stunting. Wore a fresh white tee like it's nothing. We gon' mess around and turn this into something.
Turn this into
something. Jump out at the function.
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 Function, function, all I know is function. From the west side, dub, dub, like it's nothing. He just wanna function, she just wanna function. Better make room, but the hottest party jumping.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business.
From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery.
For a demo,
call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755.
Rapid Trade, ahead of the game.
Yeah, waha, chikum, plakum. Yeah, name it whatever you want to name it. So yeah, coming back into this and basically doing what we're doing, it's going to be really interesting. So looking at the fact that the topic says you are an ape. Now, where did this whole topic come from? Like, the reason why I titled this show You Are an Ape is because I want to touch on to evolution. Now, evolution says a lot of interesting things. There's a lot of interesting stuff that are involved in evolution. Now, when you're looking at evolution, you see that they actually say you come from an ape. Your ancestors are apes. That's what they say. And it's interesting because I don't believe in that. I don't believe I'm an ape. I don't believe in any of that nonsense. So that is basically from my side where I stand. Honestly speaking, if you find yourself in a position where you believe you are an ape, I am saying there is something wrong. There is something wrong because you and an ape, you cannot be the same. Obviously, when you look into science, you see that science says that you and an ape, you know, you got DNA that is alike. And they actually say that an ape has, their DNA is 97% the same as ours. So there's a 3% difference. Yeah. And if you go further into the, researches and all the stuff concerning DNA and all the stuff, you actually find out that they also said that we basically ourselves in a banana, the DNA are 96% the same. So that is a 4% difference. Now, something that actually recently caught my attention when they mentioned it was, how big must the 1% be for the ape and the banana to be different? Because when you look at a banana and an ape, they are completely different. So how big, how huge must the 1% be for that to actually take place? Surely if they are the same, that means, you look the same and all the stuff. But you don't. You don't do the same thing. You're not from the same species, stuff like that. You didn't evolve But obviously, yeah, science, you know, they say you came from a cell fish, and then the fish went on to land, you know, developed legs, and then from there developed tails, from the tail started walking on two legs, you know, stuff like that. Then you also find the banana section, you know, there's all of these different things that change, you know, yeah, like evolution, adapting and stuff like that. So there's things involved. But now the question is, what are you gonna believe? And yeah, come on, like when you look at all of those things, do you believe that you came from an ape? Do you believe that you came from a banana? Or what is happening? Because I believe that I didn't come from a banana. Someone created me. Someone literally created me. Because when you look at the body itself, the things that the body does, it's overall like, yeah, it's mind-blowing. Because, yeah, it's like really interesting. I mean, you read the Bible explains how you came into being. It even explains who holds you together as a human being. And science was actually, it proved the Bible right by showing us there's a, there is basically a cell that holds the whole body together, and that cell is in the shape of a cross. Yes, it is. Now, if you want to know what that cell is, you're going to need to tune into next week's show, and I'm going to reveal what that cell is in that show. Yes, that's what I'm saying. But now, looking at it, I believe that evolution, yeah, evolution has a lot of things to say, but it's nonsense. And I believe science is actually proving the Bible right. Yes, it's validating the Bible. It's actually showing that the Bible is actually right. So come on, like actually be in a position where you see the bigger picture. You're not an ape. You don't come from an ape. You don't have common ancestors. No, there is nothing like that. Your creator was God. That's why you and the banana and the ape have the same DNA. Not the same DNA, but similar DNAs. Because God is a God that has the same DNA. And he made everything different by, you know, adding stuff and not adding other stuff. So he chose to make sure that the banana has 96% DNA similar to us. Same thing with the ape, you know, same thing with the monkey, you know, same thing with ourselves. Like, we are made different. So you gotta make sure that you are aware of that. And that's basically what's happening. You're not an ape. Don't accept it. So I'm gonna see you after this.
Christ music is hot music. Yeah, bye-bye.
Let's just say I heard the truth.
Wrapping up, yeah, this is the last session. I'm sorry, I have to leave. But yeah, like I said, you're not an ape. Do not accept the fact that they're saying you are an ape. You came from, obviously, a monkey and evolved and all those stuff. Monkeys are not evolving in our time right now. And the Bible does not say that. So believe the Bible and do what the Bible says. So that's what I'm saying from my side. Now, don't forget to catch us on the following websites. You know, yeah, like we got our Active FM website, which is www.activefm.co.za. That's where you can catch us, and you can also go on Iono FM and search Active FM. You'll find everything about us, so it's really, really awesome. And yeah, catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM777, Instagram as well, ActiveFM777. Look, it's all about Active FM, so just make sure you look for Active FM. You'll find it wherever you want to find it, Spotify, Apple Music, yeah, wherever you want to find us, you'll find us. We are there in your ears. You'll be listening to us. So I'm gonna see you next week, same time, same place. Make sure you are safe. Peace out. God bless. Share the shows, tell someone about what's the topic, and thank you for the support. Thank you for everything. Thank you for making sure that you're listening to us, the topic, on a weekly basis. Love you guys. Love you. I love you. Him, I love you. Hey, yeah, you know yourself, you are there listening to this. I'll see you same week, same time, same place. Not same week, but next week. Yeah, you know what's the topic. We create our own phases. That makes sense. Peace out and God bless.
We'll be right back.